With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
First things first, Darren, welcome. It's been a few weeks actually since we've seen you. How you been?
Yeah, afternoon, chaps. Yeah, it's been good. I was in England for a week, and I come back, and the whole sort of sports scene in Atlanta has gone to ruin.
Dark times, my friend. Being an Atlanta native, trust me, dark times.
Man, yeah, no, it's a tough one. And then obviously we had the disappointing news with Miles Robinson getting an injury on international duty with America. So, yeah, been poor. And look, that was really disappointing because, you know, this is a lad who's played every minute practically of every game this season. He goes on international duty, and at, you know, 11 o'clock at night after a game that he sat on the bench there, doing a hard training session, and then he's doing sprints and he pulls his hamstring. You know, just really disappointing that, you know, he was put in that position, and, you know, it frustrates the heck out of us. And I feel really sorry for Miles because he's had a wonderful season. And now, you know, biggest game for him in his career playing for Atlanta United, and it's going to be touch and go, you know, whether he's going to be able to play and, you know, when he's back in the playoffs.
And that's speed, that's vision to help you guys get to 14 shutouts. That's a lot of athleticism on the shelf, potentially.
Yeah, it is. And look, if he'd done it with, you know, a crunching tackle playing for his national team, it's one thing. But, you know, doing it at sprints at 11:30 at night after a game that he sat on the bench is really frustrating.
He is listed as day-to-day, so we won't know more until as we go further along in the week. But as of right now, is there a number you could put on it? I mean, 20%, 25, 30, 50?
No, it's tricky with hamstrings. You don't know. And obviously, we're in a playoff situation, so it's one of those where perhaps you might take more of a chance than you would if it was a regular season game. But I think we just got to do it day-to-day and just, you know, say our prayers and hope it's quicker than we think.
Darren Eales joining us, guys. We're talking about Miles Robinson, hamstring injury. Part of our success, a big part of it, has been because of the play of Miles. My question is, who's responsible? I mean, is this normal procedure that happened? Is this stuff that goes on when you go away and you're playing, you know, internationally? I mean, again, 11 o'clock at night, is there someone to point the finger at, or was this just one of those fluke things?
No, look, I mean, I think the reality is, you know, he's played all season, you know, okay, he's gone international duty, but, you know, he shouldn't be doing sprints at the end of a training session after a game that he's been on the bench. You know, it's just putting him in unnecessary risk, in my view.
And that was mandated by the team. That wasn't something he just did on his own.
No, no, no. And obviously we'd be saying, look, you know, we're telling US hockey you don't need to be pushing this kid. I mean, we've had him all season. So it's one of those where, like I said, it's frustrating because he's playing for his country and someone crunches him in a tackle. Then you got to take your licks in that case. But on this one, it was an unnecessary position to put him in.
What's this season been like for you compared to last year? There's a lot of – it just seemed inevitable you'd win a title. It seems like it's been a bit of a grind this year, some, you know, stops and starts, maybe a little turbulence here and there. Has it been a bit of a grind, but yet still gratifying?
Yeah, I think it's been good because actually it's a learning experience. I think for all of us, whether I say, you know, I take myself in that, the team, the fans, you know, we're understanding that – that, you know, every season is different. And Champions League, I think, was, you know, something right at the very start that we perhaps didn't realize and appreciate how much of an impact that would make. It had been a short off season because we'd won the cup. So champagne problems to have. But I think that was a factor. But, you know, I feel pretty pleased to be sitting here now. We're going into the playoffs. We've got two trophies already in the cupboard. We've qualified for Champions League. And, you know, amazingly, we've got the most points ever as a defending champion. I think that puts it into context. So you think about that. You know, all the teams that have played and won titles, they've been some great sides. We've actually got the most points in that second season. I think what that shows is how tough it is to be defending champions, particularly in a salary cap league where everything is sort of done to try and level the playing field.
And you're getting everybody's best shot, too.
Exactly. And, you know, now we've got to get ourselves ready because we can't feel sorry for ourselves. We've got a huge game against New England. And we know with Bruce Arena as the coach, he's going to have his team fired up, ready to play. And it's a 1 o'clock kickoff, so earlier than we normally play. So we do need our amazing fans to get out there to that tailgate early.
Oh, they're drinking at 7 a.m. You can't. Exactly. I'm a part of the faction, so I know very well.
Getting ready to be loud and rowdy and proud come 1 o'clock.
Atlanta United, guys, 12:30 pregame to Darren's point, 1 o'clock kick. We're hosting, obviously, because of our standings and finishing second in the Eastern Conference. But how tough do you think it's going to be? Because, you know, we beat the Revolution up there in Foxborough. It was a 2-0 victory. You got to go back. Barco scores both goals. And then we just beat them, obviously, 3-1 in the season finale at Mercedes-Benz. Darlington Nagbe, Joseph scored, and Gressel, who I think has been great, which we'll talk about here in a second. But now you're talking about beating a team for a third time in a season. That's tough, right?
Yeah, and especially when you just played in the last game, and it's a bit of a phony war in the sense that, you know, everyone knew that we were probably going to match up again against each other. So, you know, I'm pretty sure that Bruce kept a few things back that he's going to try. And it is this new format. You know, it's one game, and we saw that if you remember our first season against Columbus. You know, we had a game, and we were flying at that stage, and the keeper has a great game. It's 0-0, and we ended up losing on penalties. So, you know, we absolutely all have to be focused and ready to go. And, you know, that's why it's going to be important. We're going to have a huge crowd there again on Saturday, and we just need to lift the players because, you know, it's only this game, and then we've got a semi-final. Before you know it, you could be in another MLS Cup. So they do come thick and fast.
By the way, if we are to win, and we're going to win. We need to win. Atlanta needs it. We would host semifinals 7:30 against either Philly or the Red Bulls on October 24th. So that's down the road. We'll worry about that. We got to worry about this match on Saturday. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, whether we have Miles Robinson or not, and I'm hoping we do. But if we don't, you know, how does the adjustments with Frank go? I mean, what obviously we've got some adjustments to be made, knowing that we've played this team and beaten them twice. This club. But with that said, what do you think he is thinking about as far as tactics as far as the players are concerned?
Well, I think the good thing is, say for Miles, we're in a good place in terms of injuries. Obviously, it was brilliant to see Joseph back scoring in the game against New England. And, you know, it was a great delivery again from Julian, and Joseph put it away well. So we've got all our sort of key players in terms of the attacking side of things available. So it's great because it does give a lot of options, and, you know, particularly going to a playoff, that option's off the bench because we're going to need that. You know, who knows what's going to happen, and we're going to have that ability to change, and perhaps, you know, we don't want to think about it, but chase a game if we're down late. And I think we've got those options with the strength of the squad that we've got now coming into the playoffs. And the other thing we've got that's it's always hard to sort of underestimate, and that's the fact that we've been there before. You know, so we've had the two finals in August, which I thought we did a great job of rising to the occasion in those matches, and we played in the playoffs last year. So, you know, that's ultimately what we've got in our sort of locker, and I'm hoping that with those experienced players plus the full squad, we're in a good chance to go for that run.
You know, you always hear about the notion of experience in the playoffs, but sometimes maybe ignorance is bliss. You know, having never been there, well, I don't know. Is that something that's oversold, or is it an accurate thing?
No,
the notion of experience.
Yeah, I think you need experience of big-time games.
How does it manifest specifically in the playoffs?
Just, I think, you know, if you look back to us last year, I thought we did a great job. If you remember, we had that terrible game against Toronto at the end of the regular season, and that sort of it galvanized the players, and we came out, and, you know, to be honest, and it's very unusual for Atlanta United, but even the final, it felt like we were always going to win it, and at no stage really did it look like we were going to lose that game. And I think we just came out with that focus and that energy to get those results. And I think, you know, it's what LAFC are going to have as the pressure on them, because they've had an amazing season, and, you know, hats off to what they've managed to achieve in terms of the record number of points and the way that they've played. But ultimately, if they don't win the MLS Cup, people will be saying it's a failed season, and that's the pressure they're under. I think we're playing with house money a little bit this year because we've already got two trophies. We've qualified for Champions League. Yes, we're defending champions, and absolutely we want to win it, but I think that probably does give us a little bit less pressure in that sense. But we've got the experience, so hopefully we can find a way to pick
our way through.
You know,
you can never win enough, though, right?
Oh, absolutely not. No,
tell me. We're all greedy now. We're like addicts now. We need championships, and we need a corrective emotional experience from you guys considering what's happened the last week.
We haven't had a chance to visit with you. It's Darren Eales here on Dukes and Bell since basically sending Parkey off, and I thought that was an amazing thing the club did, the way you guys honored him. The way, you know, the 17s reacted in the stands. But, you know, it's a culmination of a lot of things. And Parkey's been a big part of our program here. And I think, you know, being the club's first captain, he's represented this team like nobody. I mean, he's been just the perfect guy when you talk about that. But just your thoughts on the whole scenario with Michael Parker's calling it quits.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've hit the nail on the head there. I mean, he was the perfect club captain for us as a first captain of Atlanta United. You're trying to build a team, just the way that he went about his business. You know, the way he reads a game. You know, I spoke about that. You know, that goal that summed it up when we scored the first against Portland. That was just Michael done his homework, and then he executes. We get the goal. Joseph puts it away, and that takes us to our first trophy. And I think it was great for him to finally get a win in the MLS Cup as well, given the fact that he'd been on the losing end on four previous occasions. So look, I think he's been the ultimate captain. It was great on, you know, the final game, the regular season, to be able to put him on, and the way that the fans got behind him. It was really quite emotional, the way that the whole stadium was singing his name, to have his family there. And, you know, the good thing is, and we said it then, you know, we've still got some games to play, and we're hoping that Park is going to be lifting one final trophy before he leaves the club. But I say leaves the club, he'll never leave the club, because he's always going to be that first ever captain of Atlanta United, and you know, a legend of the club, and he's obviously always welcome whenever he wants to come back.
One last thing, Darren, as we wrap things up. It's Darren Eels, guys, brought to you by Aaron's. Of course, perfect for your budget, style, with top name brands in furniture, electronics, and appliances. Rob Triple in for Mike Bell today. Miles Robinson, contract extension, which is another reason why we're like, ah! But you guys, and just for those folks who are not familiar with soccer, you know, you look at our other professional sports, at any point, are you able to do those kinds of things with players? Are there certain windows where you can offer those extensions? Because I think a lot of people, I think most people, for that matter, were excited about the fact that Miles is going to be here.
Yeah, no, that was really important to us. I mean, you've seen how well he's played this season, and I'll give him credit as well. It wasn't like he came in right from the start and started. I mean, he really worked hard last year playing for Atlanta United too and getting that experience in a professional environment. And then this year, you know, Frank gave him his chance. And again, credit to Frank. Straight away, he spotted Miles' talent, and he's helped develop him, and he's become a fantastic player. And obviously, he's now in the national team squad, and you know, we couldn't be happier for him. So to have him locked down for a further 4 years was really important to us, because, you know, as a young American playing in the heart of our defense, he's someone that we can really build a team around. I mean, you've seen it in the games he's played this season. His pace, he almost can act like a firefighter for us, and we can send players forward knowing that you've got him there as that sort of defensive cover. So, you know, it was exciting for us to get that deal done, and you know, credit to Miles, he deserves it. And, you know, I think it's just a shame he got this knock. Yeah. Go away with the national team.
All right, let's keep our fingers crossed and hope that Miles makes a quick recovery and that he's available on Saturday. Guys, again, pregame at 12:30, kicks at noon, or 1 o'clock. Pregame, 12:30, kicks at 1.
Narcotics. That'll help him play. Big long needle.
Darren, thank you for stopping by as always. Good luck, and let's go get this thing.
Cheers, guys. Thanks a lot.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.